it would have been right there on the one.
You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. As always, the information I share with you on this show, you're not going to get anywhere else. Let's go. On that lead guitar, Dave Brantley, a.k.a. the Guitar X.
Strong.
There. Robert White, a.k.a. the Menu, is on the keyboards, keeping the track locked. Ever so tight.
So, let me kick it with you for a few ticks this morning as we talk about the American Rescue Plan, a.k.a. Family First Corona Act on steroids. They've upped the plan, they've upped the ante, and there are some interesting changes that you as postal employees need to be made aware of, and I'm going to do just that. Enjoy the show. Conversation, we're going to talk about the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief law that became a law. I have several references that I'm going to share with you tonight. Today, one reference is from the Allison Hancock and Shutterstock.com site. We're going to talk from a federal news link. We're going to use the APWU and the National Postal Mail Handler site. So I'm going to give you the same information from various resources. And I'm going to start with the executive order first, or the executive site that says the House sends the COVID relief bill with sick leave to feds to Biden. So in other words, on Wednesday, they voted, and it was passed 220 to 211, that $1.9 trillion would be put in use for the COVID-19 relief bill. Now, this bill is going to open up a lot of avenues for a lot of people. The bill includes provisions that grants federal employees, including those in the U.S. Postal Service, up to 15 weeks or 600 hours of COVID sick leave, capped at $1,400 per week. If they are suffering from symptoms of the coronavirus, if they are caring for a family member who has COVID-19, if they are getting vaccinated or experiencing symptoms related to the vaccine, or if they are caring for the child whose school or child care center is closed or engaging in virtual learning due to the pandemic. Now, the additional leave will be available from when the bill is signed into law until September 30th. Again, great news that the COVID-19 relief bill was signed, passed, and I gave you a quick snippet of some of the benefits that will directly affect postal employees. But let's continue as we move over to the APWU reference. The American Postal Workers Union, their website or their page talks about the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill into law as follows. On Thursday, March 11th, President Joe Biden signed the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 into law, providing desperately needed relief to America's working class and stabilizing communities across the country. For postal workers, the American Rescue Plan has established paid leave that is similar, but an improvement upon the Family First Corona Recovery Act, leave that had expired December 31st, allowing workers to take COVID-related paid time off to care for themselves and for their loved ones. Postal workers also secured a critical workers' compensation reform, which will streamline COVID-19 cases. Now, again, I'm giving you what I consider some of their highlights as I talk about some of the talking points from each reference that I mentioned at the beginning of the show I was going to use. And right now, I'm referencing the APWU. As American postal workers across the country saw their paid leave dwindle while the pandemic continues to rage, legislative and political director Judy Beard teamed up with industrial relations director Vance Zimmerman to ensure your issues were raised on Capitol Hill. Now, APWU, they fought tooth and nail for the inclusion of key pro-worker provisions in the American Rescue Plan. Here's a sample of the bill's key provisions. Emergency paid leave created a fund for federal agencies, including the Postal Service, to provide up to 15 weeks of emergency paid leave for postal workers who have COVID-19, are caring for someone with COVID-19, are looking after children during virtual classes, or are obtaining a COVID-19 vaccine. Workers' compensation. Now, this is something I just learned, and it's very important because workers' compensation improves the process for COVID-related workers' compensation claims. So what they're saying here is when they talk about COVID-19-related worker compensation claims, that means you may be able to file CA1s or CA2s if you contract COVID while you're at work. Again, let me go back to the reading. Workers who contracted COVID-19 will be assumed to have contracted the illness on the job, streamlining the workers' compensation claims process. That's very important, and I think that should be utilized by way more people than is going to actually use it. Now, again, if you had COVID-19, now I don't know how far back you can go, but and you did not get paid for being out of work, here's an excellent opportunity to provide payment. Again, this is part of a law. It also provides cash assistance, provides each qualifying citizen with $1,400 direct cash payment, provides relief for multi-employer provisions, provides financial assistance to struggling multi-employer prevention plans, which the plan will not have to repay, to cover all benefits through plan year 2051 with no cuts to accrued benefits. It increases workplace safety. It provides funding for the Department of Labor to carry out pandemic-related worker protection activities. So, again, I'm speaking to you right now from an APWU perspective because the information I'm referencing comes from their page. Now, while the American Rescue Plan brings real relief to struggling families, the APWU says their fight is far from over. Outrageously, a provision to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour was scrapped from an earlier version of the bill over a technicality. We must continue to push for an increase in minimum wage for our fellow workers. When it comes to protecting our public postal service, we are still fighting to secure the $25 billion infrastructure funding and emergency COVID-19 funding USPS needs to continue serving the American people. Now, again, that was a few minutes talking to you from an APWU perspective about the COVID-19 bill that was just passed into law. Now, I'm going to switch references and speak to you for a few minutes from the Federal News Network. Again, four different sources talking about the exact same thing. The Federal News Network reports Congress on Wednesday passed a sweeping $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package known as the American Rescue Plan, which will provide federal employees with a few new benefits. The American Rescue Plan includes a few provisions that are notable for federal employees. At the top of the list is more paid leave for the vast majority of employees. The COVID-19 relief package includes $570 million to pay for additional emergency paid leave, a program that sparked some debate during members of Congress in recent weeks. Full-time federal employees will be able to receive up to 600 hours or 15 weeks of paid leave to recover from COVID-19, quarantine or care for a sick family member, or a child who is attending virtual school due to the pandemic. Again, I'm giving you from a Federal News Network perspective. Employees could also use the leave for the purpose of receiving a COVID-19 vaccine or recovering from any symptoms or conditions related to immunizations. However, there are a few exceptions. Employees cannot use this emergency paid leave at the same time as any other kind of paid time off, and the leave benefits will be capped at $1,400 a week. Notably, leave paid to employees will reduce their total service for the purpose of calculating their federal retirement benefits, according to the legislative text. The vast majority of federal employees are eligible to use this new type of emergency leave, including workers at the Postal Service, Postal Regulatory Committee, the Public Defender Service for the District of Columbia, and the D.C. courts. Now, what that just said to you is when you hear about an additional weeks of time off that's capped at $1,400 a week, when you hear about, 600 hours or 15 weeks of additional COVID leave, there's a price to pay for that, folks. If you use the 600 hours of COVID leave, that's going to be deducted from your total service time. Does that make sense? So understand that this is not just a giveaway in the same manner that the Family First Coronavirus Act gave us the 80 hours of emergency sick leave. This is a little different. It is being made available to you for the right now. But on the other end, there's a price to pay for it. Now, I don't know if they may be in a position, the Postal Office, to have you buy back your COVID relief time in the same manner they allow postal employees to buy back their military leave time or military service time. Not sure if that's going to be an option down the road, but please be advised or be made aware when you use the hours offered to you under the America Rescue Plan, it gets calculated a little differently than the hours you used under the Coronavirus Family First Act. So be mindful of that. Now, let's bring it home with the perspective from the craft of which I belong, the National Postal Mail Handlers Union, National President Paul Horogan. Let's hear the mail handler perspective on the COVID-19 new bill that's passed. As many National Postal Mail Handler members are aware, last year's CARE Act offered postal employees leave due to COVID-19 related illnesses. These statutory guarantees expired at the end of 2020, however, leaving employees without this safety net. The American Rescue Plan revives this protection for all mail handlers and all other postal employees by providing postal and federal employees with up to 600 hours or 15 weeks of leave, known as the Emergency Federal Employees Leave, or EFEL, F-L, I don't know what name they're going to give this acronym, but it's E-F-E-L, EFEL. This leave is available if a postal employee is diagnosed with COVID-19 or experiencing symptoms, has to self-isolate due to COVID-19, seeks medical attention to address symptoms of COVID-19, or has to take care of children or elderly relatives due to lack of schooling or care. Payments are capped at $35 an hour. It should be noted that the U.S. Department of Treasury has allocated only $570 million in fund for leave for the entirety of the postal and federal workforces. Once these funds have been exhausted, Congress will have to revisit the need to approve leave again. Also, many payments received under this program, any payments received under this program will not count towards any retirement annuity and cannot be used to contribute to the Thrift Savings Plan. Okay? So, again, they'll pay you up to $35 an hour. You can do 600 hours or 15 weeks of paid leave. But understand, if you should use any part of that, that time is going to be deducted from any annuity that you might receive from your retirement. And while you are under the EFEL, Emergency Federal Employees Leave, you cannot contribute to the Thrift Savings Program. Additionally, the American Rescue Plan also provides for workers' compensation for those diagnosed with COVID-19 due to work exposure. Now, again, the APW and the mail handlers are letting everyone know, if you are at work in a postal service and you feel that your COVID case came from contact at work, and the Department of Labor is saying they're going to pretty much agree with that, then you have a right to file a CA-1, CA-2, and get compensated instead of using your own leave to be out of work. I'll speak more about that in the upcoming weeks, but if you require to know more, then please contact me at Kenny Hodge, all one word, at npmhu304.com, and we can speak in a little more detail about that. But you got to understand that this leave now is available, and it is available immediately. The language of the American Rescue Plan went into effect on March 12th, and this leave and compensation should already be available to the National Postal Mail Handler members and the rest of the postal workforce. The EFEL will continue through September 30th until final directives are issued. Mail handlers seeking to use EFEL should submit a 3971 indicating for which of the 8 qualifying listed reasons they want to take leave. And employees should affirmatively state that they are unable to work because of the qualifying reason. The EMARS leave code for emergency federal employees leave is 086-21. I say again, if you are requesting leave under the Emergency Federal Leave Program, the code will be 086-21. If there are any other questions or you need help getting access to these benefits, please contact your local union representatives or stewards or the National Postal Mail Handler Contract Administration Department. Now, what I'm reading to you was sent to the local presidents. So I don't think the national president is telling every member to contact the CAD. Hopefully, your local presidents will contact and disseminate information to you. But again, when we talk about emergency federal employees leave, there's two separations. One is for rural carriers, and the code is the same. And then you have everybody else. Okay? Everybody gets a 086-21, but for some reason, they differentiate between rural carriers and then the rest of the Postal Service. Okay, so I'm going to now read to you, again, as I continue giving to you information that I am referencing from the National Postal Mail Handlers webpage, I'm going to now read to you the 8 qualifying reasons, the 3 leave eligibilities, and 2 other considerations. Very quickly, an employee is entitled to take EFEL related to COVID-19 if the employee is unable to work because of the following. 1, is subject to a federal, state, or local quarantine or isolated order related to COVID-19. 2, has been advised by a health care provider to self-quarantine due to concerns related to COVID-19. 3, is caring for an individual who is subject to such an order or has been so advised to quarantine. 4, is experiencing COVID-19 symptoms and seeking a medical diagnosis. 5, is caring for the employee's son or daughter if the place or school of care of the son or daughter has been closed, requires or makes optional a virtual learning instruction model. Excuse me, I kind of butchered that up. But it says, requires or makes an option at virtual learning instruction models, require or makes optional a hybrid or in-person and virtual learning instruction model, or if the child care provider of the son or daughter is unavailable due to COVID-19 precautions. Now, those pretty much covered the 5 conditions under the Family First Coronavirus Act. But now we have 3 additional. Is experiencing any other suitable similar condition? Is caring for a family member with a mental or physical disability or who is 55 years of age or older and incapable of self-care without regards to whether another individual other than the employee is available to care for such family member? If the place of care for such family member is closed or the direct care provider is unavailable due to COVID-19. And 8, this is the 8th qualifying reason, is obtaining vaccinations related to COVID-19 or is recovering from any injury, disability, illness, or condition related to such immunization. Now, leave eligibility, very important. All, I say again, all career and non-career employees, regardless of tenures, are immediately eligible for EFEL. That would have just been so much simpler to say everybody. Because if you work for the post office and you are a casual MHA, PSC, doesn't matter. All career and non-career employees. Full-time employees can receive up to 600 hours of paid EFEL, capped at $2,800 per pay period. Part-time employees can receive up to the proportional equivalent of 600 hours, capped at the proportional equivalent of $2,800 per payday. Now, again, they're just the dollar value can be the same, but if you are a part-time employee, they're going to base it on the number of hours that you actually work. Other considerations. Now, again, this is the National Postal Mail Handlers putting this information out. Other considerations. EFEL does not count as credible service towards an employee's retirement benefits. Employees cannot contribute to thrift saving plan while they are on the EFEL leave. So, now again, I love it when the National puts out information that most employees allow management to buffalo them away from. Hey, listen, folks, I just spent 25 minutes giving you information from the National Postal Mail Handlers Union, the APWU, from an independent website, and the Federal News Network, all telling you the same thing. Again, you have to understand that you have to exhaust your sick leave before you can use the EFEL. Notice, it said sick leave, not annual leave. Don't allow the post office to group both of them together, because they're good. The Postal Service is real good at hearing federal rules and regulations and tweaking them to fit what it is they want. Okay, let's make them respect or comply with the federal regulation. You can use 600 hours or 15 weeks, but just know when you take that time does not count towards any retirement annuity, and you cannot contribute any money to the Thrift Savings Program while you're there. Now, I gotta also say, all this tells me to do is submit a 3971 indicating the qualifying reason. Now, the post office is going to try to do what the post office does, and that is require all kind of excessive or documentation that's not really a part of the act. So be mindful of when you request the information, when you request this leave. If it's not being given to you, then again, we have to make people aware. Don't suffer in silence, because the louder the voice is when it comes to Postal Service not being in compliance, the better opportunity we have to bring them into compliance. Hey, listen, this is Kenny Hodge. We just stretched out my normal 15-minute podcast to a 30-minute show, but I thought this information was very important. We'll go back to the 15-minute format tomorrow. But listen, if you picked up any information on the podcast today, as I try to break down COVID-19's Relief Act, Rescue America Plan, I wanted to take my time and do it, and I hope I put the information out in a manner that you can receive and you can apply. But just know that leave is available to all postal employees up to 600 hours, 15 weeks, but it comes at a cost. Have a great day. This is Kenny Hodge, your podcaster. I'll be back at you tomorrow or probably on Friday with a little additional information. Stay blessed. So let's hang in there, and remember, favor is never fair.